We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Fourth quarter of the program begins right now. We talk a little soccer. Our Sporting Kansas City coverage is brought to you by our friends at Corona, Corona Light, and Corona Premier. Less calories, less carbs than even the Corona Light. That's Corona Premier. Great tasting, lower calorie, lower carb option for you, available in both bottles and cans. For your tailgating pleasure, you know, hauling, as we were just talking Chiefs football, whether it's going to the Chiefs and tailgating or out to Sporting Kansas City and tailgating, a lot easier to carry those coolers with the cans than the bottles. So it is available in the cans as well. We talk some soccer right now. Sporting Kansas City going to be back out on the pitch on Saturday night. Big match against Portland. Joining us now, one of the newest midfielders, one of the newest players to the MLS, and of course, Sporting Kansas City is Gianluca Busio. He joins us here in the program. Gianluca, thank you for the time. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. We're doing very well, and very exciting watching you make your debut. I'm sure it was very exciting for you. I'm curious, when you were, you know, just a young man, I'm not even sure what to call you, but a boy, shall we say, certainly a young man now, but when you were 10, 11, 12, 13, what age did you think you'd be when you were making your professional debut?
I never really thought of it coming this soon. I didn't really think of, you know, playing professionally this soon, but, you know, I've always dreamed of doing it, so whenever the time is right, I think it would come. So I just kept on really playing the game for fun and just working really. And whenever it came, if it was when I was 25, when I was 21, whenever it came, or if I was 16, I was just ready for whenever. And I'm really glad it came this early, but it's just the start. And, you know, there's a lot more work to go into. So.
And you come from a family, your father is from Italy. And so the professional, in Europe, there really isn't the college type of approach to things like we have here, certainly with football and basketball being the most high-profile sports. But soccer, baseball, all of our sports, generally the route to having a professional career is through college. That's changing very rapidly soccer, in basketball. In your family, was there ever talk about, listen, if you're going to play soccer, it's through an academy system. It's it's maybe going back home to your father's home. I know your home is North Carolina, but to your father's home in Italy. Was it always kind of the professional thought process, or did you think about the college side?
Yeah, I mean, growing up was really just more of just playing for fun. And then when my older brother, he played soccer also, and he was in the academy locally in North Carolina. And so, I mean, when I got old enough, they put me into the academy right away. But, I mean, of course, the goal was to be professional, but we thought it was going to be the either college route or, you know, go to Europe or something like that. But, yeah, we didn't really know how it really worked at all, because nobody in our family really knew that much about how, you know, what to do and how to get there. So, yeah, but once I played on my first national team camp, a lot of the guys there were they were on MLS academies, and they said how they get to practice with the professional team and stuff like that. So when I came back to my family, I was like, well, you know, I have an idea. How about I go look at, you know, MLS academies? And at first they weren't really, you know, they didn't really like the idea that much. They didn't want me to leave that early. But I kept on going to more and more camps, and after that they said, you know, if he wants to get better, he has to go to an MLS academy. And once I got to the Sporting Academy, you know, it was pretty clear the path to get to pros, and I basically went through it.
So 16 years old making your professional debut, you're really good, okay? And I hesitate saying that because I have to say it because I don't lie and I try to be accurate, right? That's what I do, and that's an accurate statement. But you know that, right? Because you can look around and say, hey, I'm the only cat that's 16 that's playing. Do your parents, do your coaches, do your teammates, do you have to tell yourself, I can't get a big head?
I try not to. and I know it's, I mean, I'll bet it's really easy that I could, you know, just settle. But I think the people around me and the foundation I have, it's not going to allow it. So my family is going to make sure I, you know, stay grounded. All my teammates were, you know, they're going to make sure I keep on working towards it because, you know, this is just the start. You know, I don't want to get a big head. And I know myself that nobody likes a guy that has a big head and thinks he's, you know, made it and stuff like that. So I try my best to stay humble. And, you know, the guys around me, the coaches, they all say good job, but there's a lot more work to go into it. So, you know, I think it's pretty easy for me to stay humble because just the people around me and knowing that I have a lot more work to do.
Now, it should be said, there's a difference between having a big head and having big hair. And your hair game, like, you are the rival to Patrick Mahomes. You and Patrick Mahomes. Drew Butera, the Royals catcher's got a pretty good hair game going. Salvi did. I thought last year I loved his blonde kind of faux hawk type look he had with the lines. I thought that was great. But I think no doubt, and I think Drew Butera would have to even agree with this, you and Patrick Mahomes are in a duel for the best hair in Kansas City. Would you agree with that?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't really looked at his hair that much. But I like to say my hair is, you know, up there as the best or one of the best. So, and I'm going to try to keep it that way. Don't plan on cutting it anytime soon, but I'll have to take a look at his hair also.
So is it finished or is it still a work in progress? Are we going bigger, longer, bolder? Is there a next level step to the hair game?
It's still growing, yes, but I think I'm just going to let it keep on going and I might try some other things. You know, I've dyed it a couple times, the blondish, and I think I'm going to stick with it right now as it is. But I don't know. Maybe down the line, this new hair, do I try or something like that. But right now, I'm fine with this.
All right. Well, it's strong. I mean, it's really strong. Gianluca Busio is with us here, Sporting Kansas City midfielder. Made his debut at age 16, a sensational assist in the game as well. And you know, how much better? You mentioned going the academy route. I remember 10 years ago doing this show when the first time Sporting signed a kid for the academy that was high school age, and there was like this outrage, like, oh, my God, what? What is going on? You're robbing the cradle. You would have thought that somebody had stolen a baby from the hospital, right, and run out the way everybody reacted. And I think now we become educated and understand, you know, there is real, education that goes on for the guys in the academy and everything like that. So that's calmed down. But I'm curious, how much better has your soccer game gotten from going the academy route? How much better do you think you are for taking the route and getting the experience and playing against the guys at the level you've played against in this time?
Yeah, I think I have, you know, progressed very well right now. I still have a lot. I can get a lot better and learn a lot more. But, you know, from 2 years ago, if I stayed in North Carolina, I don't think I would be, you know, as good or have learned as much as I would have now. So, but yeah, when I first came to the academy, the Sporting Academy, I thought I was good, but, you know, the year I spent in the academy, I really could tell a difference from the end of the year to the start of the year. So yeah, I think it made a really big difference. And, playing with the pros now, the first team guys, all of them, I mean, that's, I can tell how, you know, better and quicker my game is getting just because, you know, the first preseason when I was there, I think it was kind of a wake up that, you know, I still have to, you know, keep on going forward and get up on my level because they were, I think I wasn't ready for it at the time in preseason and they were, you know, it's a lot faster and I wasn't used to it. But now I think I can keep up with it more. And of course, there's still times I can, you know, be a little faster and still have a lot more to learn. But definitely, I've been, you know, keep on going. I've been going up so far, and I've been learning so much from playing with these guys. And it's just been a great development, and it's a great, you know, keep on taking steps forward, and it's great for me right now.
Has there ever been a time that you didn't think you were good enough, or maybe a better way would say that you didn't think you would eventually be good enough? Have you ever had that kind of moment of self-realization or that moment of self-doubt?
I don't think there was like an exact time where I, you know, thought, hey, maybe I'm not that good, but definitely there'll be a couple times where, you know, you play with, you have a bad game or something like that. But yeah, I try not to think about that. I just try to keep on working. I try my best not to think about that kind of stuff. And of course, you know, I try to evaluate my game. And so if I am having a bad game, I try to learn what I can do better the next game. And, you know, I'm just going to keep on working. If I, you know, work, hard work is going to get me, you know, as far as I can go. And whatever's meant to be, it's going to be meant to be. But I'm going to try my best to make sure it's, you know, the right path for me and it's the right time and everything. Just I can try to be the best version of me I can be.
Do you set goals for yourself? Do you have some goals that are sitting out there that you want to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody should have goals. I think for the past couple of years, I've said a lot. I know when I was, before I moved to Kansas, I think I had a couple goals, and one was to make the national team, and the other one was to make the MLS Academy also. And so that was a pretty good year because I did both of those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I try to never settle with my goals. I try to keep on – make my goals, you know, a lot harder so I can keep on working towards them. And, you know, even if they are long-term goals, there's some short-term, but there's also, you know, long-term goals. That's, you know, playing, like, World Cups and stuff like that. And it may not be soon, but that's something that I definitely want to work towards in my career.
Is 2022 a goal to be on that World Cup team?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be tough just the competition-wise, but, yeah, I'm going to keep on working towards that. And if it, you know, it's a dream of mine playing a World Cup, and if it comes that early, then, yeah, I'm going to take the opportunity, and why not just go that early? So, yeah, it's definitely one of the goals I'm going to be working towards, but, you know, if I don't, for some reason I don't make it, then, you know, I'm just going to keep on working towards the next one and, you know, focus on my career.
4 years from now, you'll be 20. For crying out loud, that's like you know, that's amazing. That really is amazing. How about the squad, right? I mean, at some point, right now, all the questions, a lot of the questions are about you. I know in the post game interview, you got some questions. You know, everything I've heard is it's always about Gianluca. Let's talk about him. You getting here, your story, because it is very unique. But now we kind of start to very soon transition into the team and what the team goals are. What do you think, having practiced with the team all year, now on the team, a lot of firepower. This team added firepower in the offseason, now has added two more big pieces in you and in Christian Nemeth up there as far as scoring goals. What do you think about where this team is and how much better? It's not very often we sit in August during an MLS season and go, wow, there's still a lot of room for growth for a club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think definitely we still have room to, you know, improve. But I think we're at a good spot right now where, you know, we need to win a couple more games and, you know, just finish off strong. But I think we're in a good spot right now. The team is, you know, at a high level right now. The trainings have been really, really hard and tough. But that just shows that the competition is very high. And, you know, new signings, we'll just get them right in with the team and try to make these last games of the season, you know, mean something and just finish off strong and, you know, go into playoffs with confidence and, you know, work towards our goal.
How much grief do your teammates give you? More than you know, I mean, the teammates always give each other a hard time. There's a lot of joke, and that's part of the great camaraderie that comes with playing team sports. But do you get more than everybody else?
Yeah, I would say so. I think I get a little more than normal, but I expect it. I'm a 16-year-old, and they've been playing longer than I've been alive, so I think I'm used to it now. But it's not, you know, they mess with all the younger guys, so me, Jalen, Kuzain, all of them, they still mess with and get a little more. But, you know, it's all just jokes and, you know, them just having fun with each other. You know, it's just teammates being teammates, really.
Yeah, you do have to, like, carry all the gear, the equipment, and that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, rookie duties.
Yeah, rookie duties. What's the worst one of that bunch?
Worst, I mean, they're all pretty much the same, but I guess filling the refrigerator with waters.
Yeah.
That's the more time-consuming, so you're about to leave, you're walking out, and somebody says, hey, fill the waters, you know. You have to stay there for an extra 5 minutes and just sit there and put waters in the refrigerator. So I guess that one right now is the worst, I guess.
I'll take that one. You ever call, like, Matt Beisler an old man or, you know, to any of the old guys? You give him any grief about them being old?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Sure,
I'll,
good.
You know, hit back with some jokes of my own, but, you know, it's just jokes all around.
Yeah, yeah, right, absolutely. What about Peter Vermees, your manager? You ever give him any grief?
yeah, not that much.
Not that much. Okay.
He'll joke a lot, you know, outside of, you know, practice or at the end of practice with him. Just all laughs and stuff, but I don't really joke around with him that much.
Yeah, probably wise. Most of the time when we see him on camera, he's super intense. But people, I know you know this, but for a lot of folks, there actually is a sense of humor there and a time he doesn't look like he's granite. That there's actually a human being there and not just an angry chin line. Scowling at everybody. Yes, there actually will be a moment of humor. We're talking to Gianluca Busio from Sporting Kansas City midfielder. All right, Gianluca, my final four quickies for you. Just tell me the first thing that pops into your mind. And I read where that if you were not a soccer player, you think you might be working on being a chef. So and that your mom has given you some great cooking tips. What is your best dish right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think last week I cooked for my host family, and I would say it was chicken. Well, no, it's a pasta, but it's with chicken, olives, kind of like an olive kind of mix, I guess.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, cheese, and like side with like bread and some Italian meat. So I guess that one's. I mean, I mainly just cook pasta and eggs. I'm not that great of a chef right now.
Right, right.
So definitely probably the pasta with chicken and olives is probably my best dish right now.
Yeah, I'll say this. If you do turn to that other career and go chefs, you're going to need a name for the dish that's better than the chicken, olives, tomato, cheese, Italian meats, pasta. You know, just
yeah, haven't really worked on that.
Yeah, yeah, that might be one you want to work on a little bit there. Okay. All right, can you tell me who you play on FIFA? I know you like the video games, as most people your age do. When you play a player on FIFA, who do you play?
Like a teammate of mine, or who I like play against?
No. Like I know you. I read that you play Man U a lot.
FIFA. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
oh,
is
yeah.
It?
Yeah, we've been doing well lately. When I've been playing, we've done the World Cup mode.
Yeah,
so it's only national teams, and
okay.
I either go between Belgium and probably Brazil, Belgium and Brazil, and those are probably the two powerhouses right now for me.
Yeah.
But if I'm playing, you know, regular club teams, it's either Man United or probably PSG.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's fine. Can you name either one of the players that made their MLS debut at an age younger than you?
I believe Freddie Adu.
Yeah, 14.
And I want to say Alfonso Davies.
That's right, Alfonso Davies, 15
yeah.
years old. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely right. Now you nailed that one. That's fantastic. All right, and finally, you were born in 2001, correct?
2002.
All right. Can you name a member of the 2002 Kansas City Wizards?
Was Peter Vermees playing at that time?
Yes, I am very proud of you. Well done. Peter Vermees and another one of your coaches, Kerry Zavagnin, both on that roster. If you pulled out like a Preki, or Tony Meola or something, or Nick Garcia, I was going to fall out of my chair. But yes, you're absolutely right with Peter Vermees.
Yeah.
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 Yep. That's impressive.
Good.
That's impressive. Gianluca, hey, it's been great watching your career evolve here in Kansas City. We look forward to watching a lot more, but thanks for some of your time here today. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. Gianluca Busio from Sporting Kansas City midfielder made his debut, and it was a spectacular debut for Sporting Kansas City. Just a great next-level assist from Gianluca Busio to I always want to say Diego Rubio. That's who it was. Yeah, Diego Rubio. That's not – there's a way I always get Diego Rubio's name wrong. I actually got it right. Looking for the wrong name, so I said the right one. Maybe I should do that with everything in my life.
You're so backwards day, opposite day. You're so used to getting it wrong, you got it right and thought you made a mistake.
I was like, I always get Rubio's name wrong, so I'm like.
You call him Ricky or Marco?
Yes.
Only other two Rubios I can think of offhand.
I want to say Diego Rubio, but I know he's the guy that ran for president. So which one is it? No, but a spectacular assist to Diego Rubio. And Rubio hammered it home the way he's been finishing. And this team looks really, really good. There aren't many teams that you look at them right now and go, wow, they just added pieces. There is, over the finish to this season, there are some big games. Starts with Portland on Saturday night, 7:30. They'll take on Portland over at Children's Mercy Park. You'll hear the action right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as well. But with Busio coming on board, Nemeth being acquired just up front, not to mention getting healthy in the back line, although Jimmy Madron had done for the year was bad news for the team. But adding another defender, this team is playing better again. Great win against LAFC, which I went to bed at halftime. It was 2-0 LAFC last night. Did they continue to slap around who was Real Salt Lake the way they were? It was 2-0, and LAFC looked like they were toying with Real Salt
Lake. Yeah, they finished 2-0.
2-0? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Sporting slapped LAFC last time because it was a great performance. And as good as they were, they should only get better. So I think you're going to see a lot of stories. They win against Portland on Saturday. You're going to start seeing a lot of stories written about, are they the best team in the MLS? That's my prediction.
Mm-hmm. How about
because they've added big key pieces.
Listening to him talk, is he 16 or 26? Or he didn't like a...
I think the boat rises with all tides is a phrase we love to say about, you know, competition level and, you know, putting teams in leagues and different things like that. But I also think, you know, that applies to maturity as well.
Yeah.
His life is not surrounded by 16-year-olds.
No. He's, that's a good point.
And I would say that the soccer team is some of the more mature professional athletes that I've seen. Now, maybe that'll change as they become bigger stars. Maybe that's not true in Europe, but I think they're more mature and more what's the right word? I don't want to say real, right? Because you
authentic
know, Justin Houston's real,
yeah,
but he lives in a different world than say Matt Beisler does.
Yeah,
although but the sporting,
accessibility maybe
grounded.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, well, they work to promote their sport where the NFL does anything but, right? The individuals in the NFL, it's considered just a burden to do appearances. And listen, there's a lot that goes into it. I know. I know the work that we do that I mean, it takes some energy out of you. But it's for the good of the game. And I think that the soccer in this country is still – you know, maybe where NASCAR was 10, 15 years ago. And I think the NASCAR guys are still really good. I think hockey guys are really good. You know, I think those sports that are still moving their way up. Mm. And maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll be very different. You know, maybe Lionel Messi's the biggest ass you've ever been around in your life. I have no idea. I don't know.
But as he said, kind of half-jokingly, you know, some of these guys have been playing longer than I've been alive. You know, he's not around others. You mentioned – that he has not lived the life of a typical teenager.
Do we think he never really thinking about? He is not driven by. It's not like at seven he was like, I'm going to get to be a pro. I'm going to be a pro as fast as I can. People told him, hey, the academies are the way to go. He told his parents that's the way to go, so they did it. It doesn't seem like he ever really had this date. I'm going to be there. He's got goals. Wants to be in the World Cup. Didn't seem to want to say that his goal is to be in 2022 because I think he's trying to be modest, right? Because there's a lot of guys that he'll have to pass up at age 20. But at his talent level where he's at, based upon what he's doing, and I would say will be a much better World Cup team if he is on it. Not because that they have to put him on because he's so good right now that he has to be there, but he will have gotten so much better. And he has such ability that if at 16 he's playing at this level, the ceiling is so high that he will have reached quite a bit of that ceiling. And 20 is not really young for a star in the World Cup, right, Rob?
No, I mean, 20 is probably the beginning of your
prime.
That's
when Neymar blew it up.
Yeah, the goal for the Wonder Kids, who are the ones that come up, you want to get 3 World Cups. That's always the hope, is to get 3. Neymar will get 3. Messi got 3. Ronaldo
got 3.
Neymar will
be 20, 24, 28. He might get 4.
He might get 4th, but in his prime, you want to get 3. That's always the goal, is in the prime of your career, get 3. Which is why it's sad that Christian Pulisic is not going to probably get 3 in his prime. But it's possible for Busio to get 3. 2 in his prime. Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. Well, that'd be fantastic. So, a lot of fun talking to the kid. Young man. Both.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Kid works here.
Yeah. Yeah, because we say 21-year-old
player.
Well, I don't
want to sound
like
I'm belittling the young man. That's why I call people that are 20-something walking around here kids.
Yeah.
I call our interns kids.
A rookie makes a nice play. Man, that kid.
But this kid is so young.
Yeah.
This young man is so young.
I think it's
16. He just started driving. I think kid's fine.
I just don't want to come across as condescending to the young man.
Yeah.
And like, if you're 21 playing Major League Baseball, you're not going to be condescending. When you're not legal to vote, forget about drink, vote. By the way, we had a discussion about the fact that our Sporting Kansas City coverage is sponsored by Corona, Corona Light and Corona Premier. And we're bringing on a 16-year-old. Can we actually do that? So I made sure, Sporting, to not click the button and put him on the air till I was done giving the promotional feature. I'm not used to that kind of
not generally
consideration. I think he is the youngest guest I've ever interviewed.
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, we do our coaches of care deal with the Dayton Moore and you know, they're coaches that we talk about their players, but they're coaches. They're all 20 something to 30 something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember. We do college basketball players, 18, 19, at least 18.
Yeah,
I don't know that I've ever talked to an 18-year-old basketball player. Probably 19, I'm sure. Somewhere along the line, I talked to a 19-year-old basketball player. 19-year-old football player, maybe. But
was there some 18-year-old, maybe 17, 18, in Royals spring training camp, maybe?
Bubba Starling was 19.
Yeah.
I talked to him. Mike Moustakas, I think I talked. Now they don't let you get to those guys.
That's true.
But Mike Moustakas, I want to say, was 19 at his first spring training. Because they're drafted, and it's another half year before they're in spring training. You know, I talked to Billy Butler at the batting cages after he was drafted, because when they bring him to the ballpark, Kyle Snyder, he was a college guy. Billy Butler was a high school guy. So maybe about 18. Never 16. Never 16, so that's a first.
And just 16, by the way.
Yeah,
May 28th, I think it was.
Just 16. We will take a break and come back. Talk a little baseball when we come back, as a matter of fact, about the Grand Slam. We've got some other things I want to get to. Also, I want to remind you, today is the final day that you can get signed up for Nate Buchetti. He, of course, the voice of Sporting Kansas City. His big steps, 5K, 10K. Walk, run. There's also a mile distance in there, a kids fun run. Today is the last day to sign up online. After that will close down. And then I think you still can day of the event, right? But signing up online, today's the last day. Go to bigsteps.org. That's Big with 2 G's for his friend Sean Biggs. It's in his honor that Nate has created this event to raise money for cancer. Bigsteps.org, BIGGSTEPS.org.